Hello, this is the Wheelish Experience Podcast, Footer and Leech Edition. We are previewing in our special shorties. I don't know if I like that term for that, but our special playoff postseason preview prediction potpourri. Papa, we're here with Allison Fetter. We are talking about the National League Division Series between the New York Amazing Metropolitan Mets type substances and the Los Angeles Trolley Dodgers. Exactly. I like to keep it back of all those trolleys in Los Angeles you have to leap out of the way from. This, to me, is the most compelling series of all the four series. I think there's some really fun ones around. I think the Cardinals, the Cardinals series against, at the time we tape this, we don't actually know who they're playing. So, but whoever they play will obviously be compelling. And if it's the Cubs, maybe that's just as compelling. But to me, you've got the Mets. Okay, you've got the Dodgers, who have this season that really, at this point, they need a deep postseason run, or it's going to feel like things are regressing, and you wonder how that fits in with Don Mattingly or the new regime over there. And then you have the Mets, where everything has fallen just beautifully for them this year, and the fans are super excited, and it's hard to imagine how they would handle after everything falling right in this wonderful year the Mets have been having, how this would land for them to lose in their first series. So no matter what happens, someone's going to be very sad, which is always the case in the postseason, but feels particularly true in this series.
Yeah, and everything points to the Mets winning the series, which means that the Dodgers are probably going to win it. I do not understand how the Dodgers have managed to win as many games as they did in the regular season, to win the division by as many games as they did. I understand Greinke and Kershaw. I get that whole phenomenon. But when you only have like two reliable starters, it's because you have this bullpen that cannot be touched. That is not the case. Or it's when you have like this defense, like the Royals defense last year, that it just wins games for you when nothing else is going right. That is not the case. I have a ton of respect for Don Mattingly. I mean, you know, I have a soft spot for the guy. I just think he's great. It's hard for me to pick against them. I look at the Mets and they just have, they're so strong in so many areas. And so I feel like this is just setting us up for this massive, disappointment where they're going to like kind of just sort of fade away, in the division series. And I'm probably wrong on that. I think that the Mets, the best chance of them to really go far in the postseason is basically so that we can just see Matt Harvey pitching start after start after start, and it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be a nice touch. But, you know, he appears to be, what's going to happen is if it gets to that point, and we'll discuss whether it will, if it gets to that point, he'll just keep pitching, and then he'll get hurt in 5 years, and no one will remember that this was why.
He'll be pitching in Japan, and everyone will be like, whatever happened to that one guy, Matt? Where is he?
Exactly. And be like, boy, what a jerk that Boris was protecting that guy that's now out of baseball. But let's not talk about dark things for the Players Tribune Bureau Chief. Let us discuss instead. To me, and maybe this is just I have this old school, shilling Randy Johnson top of the rotation. I am therefore terrified of them notion. But I wrote a column about this last week. All the things that we traditionally look for in playoff teams, with the possible exception of a strong bullpen, though that's improved in the second half, particularly the last month, yes. Excuse me. The Dodgers have. They have a lineup of almost entirely above average hitters, a deep bench, particularly if Puig is back for this series. I don't think he'll be starting, but certainly Puig is a nice guy to come in off the bench, to say the least, late in the game. You've got the two of the three best starters in baseball, maybe the two best starters in baseball, though I think Arrieta certainly earned the right to be up there. You have, if just this team alone, looking at the roster, this is usually what we love of postseason teams. And in fact, the last two seasons, it has been what we've loved in postseason teams. And I think that is the real reason people are not picking the Dodgers. Not because this team isn't well set up and not because this team doesn't have the pieces to make it. It's because they've lost in particularly crushing fashion. Particularly Kershaw has lost in particularly crushing fashion in the last 2 years, and people don't want to get burned again. I think that's why people aren't picking the Dodgers. Do you agree, or do you see something with this team that's a flaw?
Well, no, I think you're right. I mean, I think that people do remember, even though I just kind of get a little, I bristle a little bit when I think about people saying that Kershaw has failed so drastically in the postseason.
Yeah, which you're right. Agreed.
I mean, so many things that happened in the last postseason were because Mattingly did not have any relievers to go to that could get people out. Right. And so I guess I've been kind of down on them ever since. But I do. Yeah, I mean, you can do a lot when you have those two like dominant starters. I mean, these just aren't dominant starters. These are, like you said, two of the top three pitchers in all of baseball. They could probably do this all on their own. I don't know. I just haven't been as impressed with the other elements of the team. Like, I mean, you seem to really kind of like, their depth, and I don't feel that they're just that deep. That being said, they're 55-26 at home. They're several games under 500 on the road. I don't know. They're a 92 win team, and I just kind of look at it saying, how that happened?
Yeah,
they had some bad stretches this season.
Yeah, but here's how that happened. Is, you know, for never mind the top two starters, because obviously eventually you're going to have a third starter. So these things tend to turn out weird. That in that they'll split the Kershaw and Greinke games and then win Brett Anderson whoever's pitching that game. But look at I know I'm going to be stat nerd, I'm going to be sabermetric nerd on you for a second. But you look at their lineup, OPS plus, which is basically 100 is the average baseball hitter. Every single one of their lineup spots is an above average hitter. You've got Grandal, you've got Gonzalez, you've got Kendrick, you've got Seager now that he's kind of taken over for Rollins. You've got Utley hanging around there. Justin Turner might be the best hitter they've had on the team all year. You know, you've got Enrique Hernandez, you've got Scott Van Slyke, you've got Puig, you've got Peterson, you've got Crawford. You've got all these different pieces that they can actually fit. Some of these guys might not even make the postseason roster. They've got all these different kind of pieces that, in addition to those stud starters, I just think, listen, last year and the year before, the Dodgers were the trendy pick. They were totally the trendy pick, and everybody was excited for the Dodgers. This year, they are not the trendy pick because the Mets are really fun, and Cespedes has been so hot, and the young stars are so exciting. But to me, that's the mistake, this Dodgers team, which, yes, they definitely went through some peaks and valleys throughout the regular season. But if we were to just take a step back from all the Dodgers drama of the last couple of years, this seems to me exactly – they probably would love to have another reliever or two. I think that's probably the only real difference. But otherwise, this is exactly the type of thing that we like teams to have in the postseason. Not too top-heavy except for the pitching and tough outs all the way up and down the order. I'm not only picking the Dodgers in this series. I'm picking the Dodgers in four.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you make very good points, and definitely, you definitely have points about the offense. I am so, I'm so wired to just focus on pitching and defense also. But I just don't understand how we can really laud them with their bullpen. I don't. Well,
it has gotten better. You're right. I mean, it's definitely the weakness, but it has gotten better in the last month.
It has. Yes, that's true. I mean, really, I guess that the times that they were just like so terribly bad stand out in my mind, but they really have come together. And I mean, it's not like it was ever a division race. I mean, it was over, pretty quickly. So, okay. So you're picking them in four.
I'm picking the Dodgers in four.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to just mix it up, and I'm going to pick the Mets in five.
Mets in five. That is reasonable. I think the Mets will probably be the more popular pick this series.
I feel like the Mets are just we're setting them up to absolutely blow this thing because we've gotten so excited over them. And I feel like this isn't going to end well, but I'm just going to go with the Mets in five because it makes me feel very cool.
I understand you're a hipster, Attleboro person now, all you Queens hipsters, because it's too expensive to be a hipster in Brooklyn anymore. So you have to be a hipster in Queens now. So,
Okay.
So actually, Queens is pretty expensive. I have friends that live in Jackson Heights. That's probably not relevant to this podcast. Anyway, the point is, I have the Dodgers in four. You have the Mets in five. We disagree.
Whee!
Yeah, but that's okay. All right. So Next up in our final of the NLDS previews, we will be previewing the Cardinals and the other team that we don't know yet, because we are doing this podcast before Wednesday night's wild card game that you guys actually have already know who won that game. So please insert when I say other team. Please insert the Cubs or Pirates or, I don't know, the Phillies. Maybe they snuck in. It's in the future. You know, maybe there's times and space. All their teams disbanded and we had a Phillies-Cubs playoff game and how exciting that would be. That seems unlikely. Yeah, it seems unlikely. I'm just trying to expand, keep the world of possibilities out there, because I'm speaking to our listeners from the future, from the past, and they are from the future. I think I should probably wrap this up. Allison, thank you for previewing this with me. We'll be back with the Cardinals and other team. Everyone follow Allison Footer on Twitter, Allison Footer, at Allison Footer. You know how the at works. Take care, Allison. We'll talk about the Cardinals and other team soon. Be safe.